So everybody just close your eyes for a minute. It's going to be short and simple and sweet. I want you to think of a list of adjectives to describe your experiences. You want to make a team to attack your biggest challenge, whatever it is. And that team should contain different parts of you. And I'm going to suggest a bunch of words, and I want you to not listen very carefully to me, but I want you to choose from those words and then forget about me. And just take one of those words and remember something that happened to you. So I'll say the word courage, and now you can remember a time when you're courageous. And when you remember that moment of feeling courageous, and then get a picture of that you, and now they're in the platoon. And I don't know, you might use determined, or you might use creative. I'm going to just go on, and you just pick the words you like. You might use imaginative. You might use perseverant. You might use fierce. You might use clever. You might use intelligent. I don't know what words. You might use warm and caring and loving. Or you might use open-minded or open-hearted or open-handed. Or you might use available or capable or competent. And any one of these words, you can just get lost and assemble a team, a bunch of Sylvias to attack her house, and a bunch of Tesses to attack her schedule, and a bunch of Millies to attack her boyfriends, not all of them at once. just a bunch of you, from any words you want, that you like, that you need, you know. And for me, I have to be calm, and I have to be sweet, and I have to be stable, and I have to be slower. And maybe I like to be sensual, and maybe I like to be athletic, and maybe I could think of 100 words, and you don't really have to listen to my soft, stable, slow, sweet voice, because you're making a team, and each and every one of you have had thousands of experiences, and each and every one of you has a library of the selves, and each and every one of you have already been everyone you need to be and done everything you need to do, and you just need to remember it. And the great hypnotist Erickson would say to each and every patient, you already have inside you everything you need to meet the challenges in front of you. So while I just warble along my silly warm voice and your comfortable bodies and your imaginative minds are ignoring me completely and creating a team like the Dirty Dozen, remember that? Picking out a different person with each skill. And the warmth, maybe you pick warmth, I kind of like that one. Maybe I liked courage. I don't know if you picked that one. Take a few minutes now. I might even be quiet. And you'll make your team. That's right. They look different, don't they? Each one different. Strong. Sometimes they're strong. Sometimes perceptive. Sometimes patient. Sometimes private. Sometimes active. Proactive. That's right. There are so many parts of you. And they will come when summoned. The army of Jonathans. A platoon of Alexes. That's right. a million Millies, and several Sylvias.
That's right.
And the team is strong,
isn't it?
When we look for the parts of ourselves that we need, we remember who we have been, and we will create who we will be. I want each and every one of you, all five of you today, to take my voice with you wherever you go, to hear me encouraging you to find everything you need inside yourself, to hear me encouraging you to give yourself the time with yourself, the time to meditate, the time to visit with yourself and greet with yourself. I hope that you will take with you the sense of support, comfort, and warmth that we have been able to make for ourselves in these last weeks. The sense that somehow the world is filled with other people who are gamely struggling just as we are, with good intentions and kind hearts. There's something about hearing the bell together tonight, I hope, that you'll keep with you in the rest of your life, that you'll be open to all the connections around you, that you'll see the strugglers by your side and reach out a hand to them, even as we have tried to do here. So take your team out into the night, ladies and gentlemen, and set them loose on the tasks ahead. So count backwards in your own mind from 3 to 2 to 1. And when you say 3, get ready. And when you say 2, open your eyes. And when you say 1, you can wake up with a great big smile on your face. And we can look forward to our next meeting.